This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the humble praise, we come to you humbling ourselves under the mighty hand today. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, we ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground. Ground not on top of us. We ever so grateful to be here in the land of the living. Thank you for extending grace, mercy, and love upon our lives. Just say, thank you, Father God, for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this day and forevermore in the name of Jesus. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit of God just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Prepare people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is a good God and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day. Hallelujah. We ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living. We ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground. The ground is not on top of us. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to go to the book of Luke. The book of Luke, the 17th chapter, and we'll be looking at verses 7 through 10.
Good evening, good evening. I'll be reading to your hearing St. Luke chapter 17, verses 7 through 10. And it reads, "But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink? Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all these things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do." That was St. Luke chapter 17, verses 7 through 10. And then also I'm going to read your hearing Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Luke chapter 9, verse 23 reads, "And he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Luke 9, verse 23. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank Providence Tebow for sharing the scriptures with us today. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just for the next few minutes, I would like for you to pray with us and for us as we bring forth the word of God today. Hallelujah. Today we're going to be talking about God have called you to spiritual duty. God have called you to spiritual duty. Or a call to duty. Praise the Lord, a call to spiritual duty, a call to duty. Amen. We are grateful and thankful. I thank God for my wife today, amen. Probably just keep over being in the house. Say something, honey.
God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Teamwork makes the dream work. Ministry, life, and everything else work. Amen. I thank God. I thank God for her. Hallelujah, because two is better than one. Amen. The Bible says if any two of us come in agreement to touch anything here on earth, it'll be done by the Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. Praise the Lord. Glory. We're excited today because we are alive and well. We're excited because, hallelujah, God has extended grace, mercy, and love. We're excited because it wasn't a long time that woke us up, but it was an angel God. Amen.
And even more importantly, honey, is that one can put 1,000
yes.
right,
yes.
and 2, 10,000.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's better to be 2 than 1.
Amen.
That's enough.
Amen. Because when one gets weak, the other one is right there to pick them up.
Encourage
them alone. Amen. That's one thing just before I get into the lesson today that I want to, hallelujah, I want to give my wife a props. Amen. A pat on the back, so to speak, is the fact that she's by my side with me, and we just sometimes I even get a little bit discouraged. Amen. But I thank God for her because she's right there to push. Amen. She's right there to encourage. She's right there. I know if there's anyone that's praying for me, she is. I know if there's anyone standing in the gap for me, she is. As we do the teaching and as we do the preaching throughout the land. So we thank God for ministering. Hallelujah. Amen. Even though there's times that maybe y'all won't hear her in every broadcast section, amen, she's still around, amen, in the background, making sure that things is in order. So I just want to say publicly that I thank her for that. Amen. We need more in the kingdom of God that's willing to take on a servant's heart, amen, and go forward to making sure that the word of God is being preached, is being Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, is being lifted up so that souls may be drawn to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So as Christians, we are called to duty by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are called to live a life set apart to follow Christ's mission. And that is for us to be, as believers of Christ, to be the salt and light to a lost and dying world. We are called to a life of service and to live our lives fully to the glory of God. Again, we are called to a life of service as believers of Christ, and to live our lives fully to the glory of God. God have called you. God have called me, hallelujah, to spiritual duty. In the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, the word says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." So we must be knowledgeable about the things of God and to obey them. I'm going to say it again for those that may just have tuned in. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "My people," God is speaking to his people. He is speaking to the believers. He is speaking to those that wants to listen. "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." So we must be knowledgeable about the things of God, and also to obey them. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15, the word says, "For to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God." God have called you and I, as his followers, as followers of Christ, to duty. God says that we who are called are soldiers for a higher cause, and a higher purpose. God has given us his instruction booklet, which is the Bible, for us to become skilled at proclaiming the word of God to those lost souls, God wishes to minister to. Yes, born and again believers of Christ, once we give our life to God, to Jesus, then we are in a position to go out with boldness to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim the name of Jesus, to proclaim the salvation message to those that are less fortunate than us, to those that are still in the world. But thank God somebody took the time and ministered to us. That's why the Bible says that our work in the Lord is not in vain. Because one plant, one water, but God brings the increase. Yes, we are called to duty, to our spiritual duty. We are called to position ourselves at our posts. Those called are to train in what they have studied under the watchful eyes of God Almighty, being more and more assured. In other words, to be bold in our God-given ability to rightly divide the word of truth, the word of God. Because those who are called shows themselves approved, not unto man, but unto God, as soldiers going to battle for lost souls. You see, that's what it's all about, Prophet Tebow. It's not about us bringing attention to ourselves. No, it's about us bringing the attention to God. Because he's the one that sits high and looks low. He's the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. He's the one that sent us his best. He sent us Jesus, his son, the author and finisher of our faith. So, brothers and sisters of Christ, the Bible is a living book. We can't characterize it as a storybook. No, it's a living book. The word of God is alive. The word of God brings hope. Our beliefs are based on the wholeness of the scriptures, the word of God. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the word says that all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Yes, the word of God has stand the test of time. Yeah, the word of God will be here. Where it says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will stand forever. So believers of Christ, we must rightly divide the word of truth, knowing the Bible inside and out, it's a lifetime on our part. God's Holy Spirit opens one's mind to this spiritual understanding. Yes, when you meet somebody that may have been walking with the Lord for a long time, and they think they have it all together, they are so spiritually bound that they know earthly good. It's very important for us to live a balanced life. It's very important for us to get into the Word of God for ourselves. For us to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's the key right there, for us to rightly divide the word of truth. In the book of John, chapter 16, verse 13, it says, howbeit when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Yes, God will not leave you in the dark. He will speak to us if we listen to that still small voice. That's why it's so important for us to pray. It's so important for us to have that intimate relationship with him on a daily basis. Because God has called us to spiritual duty. True knowledge of the word, true biblical knowledge and understanding comes from diligent efforts on our part. And God's spirit working in us. God expects us to familiarize ourselves with his word. Only by fully appreciating his word will we act on it. Yes, God expects us not to be slothful. He expects us to open up his Bible, his book, his word. Not just put it on the shelf until Sunday, from Sunday morning to Sunday morning. No, he expects us to read his word on a daily basis. His word is what's going to keep us in times that we are living in times that we are getting ready to face. And truly, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, tough times are coming. That's why it's so important for us to familiarize ourselves with his word. To read his word to where it goes from our head all the way to the depths of our heart. So when trying times come, we can meditate on God's word on a daily basis. We can have hope in the promises of God. That's why the word says for us not to be weary, for us not to give up. But for us to always do well in the things of God with our walk with him. Hallelujah. Don't get weary in well doing, because in due season, if we faint not, we shall receive the promise of God. So for us to fully appreciate his word, we must really read it daily. Get to a place where we need to read. We need to meditate. We need to pray. We need to let the word become part of us. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Yes, when Jesus was tempted of the devil, he was led of the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And the Bible says when he got hungry, hallelujah, after 40 days and 40 nights, the devil came to him at his lowest of where he was, wanted to tempt him to turn these stones into bread. Jesus defeated the devil when he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. After Jesus went through the test, the angels of the Lord came and ministered to him. So taking in the word of God for spiritual nourishment surpasses the need of taking in physical food. Yes, there'll be times where we need to eat on a natural basis, but there'll be times where we need to meditate on the word of God. There'll be times where we have to spend time in the word. Study the word of God for ourselves. Study the word to show ourselves approved unto God and not to man. Our first priority is to serve God in all our ways. To acknowledge him in everything we say and do. To acknowledge the fact that we need him. We need him early in the morning. We need him at noontime. And we definitely need him at the midnight hour. You see, the Bible provides the light for us to avoid the pitfalls in life. And it also gives us the wisdom to understand the presentation of salvation. I'm going to say that again. The Bible, God's word, provides us the light for us to avoid, provides us the light for us to avoid the pitfalls in life, in our Christian journey, in our private life, as well as our public life, and also to give us the wisdom to understand the presentation of salvation. You know, God have called us to spiritual beauty. The word study, it means the pursuit of knowledge by reading, observation, or research. To examine very closely, to apply one's mind purposefully to the gain of knowledge or the understanding of a subject. So study is a necessity for us as a child of God to do. To study, it equips us. To study, it helps us. Hallelujah. When questions come about in life that we are not fully knowledgeable of, we can go into the Word of God and ask the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, direct us to a passage of Scripture that we can hold on to for the question that we are faced with. Yes, every answer to everything that we will face in life is in the Word of God. But we as students of the Bible, we as men and women of God, ministers of the Word of God, we have to get into the Word for ourselves. We have to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. Here in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4 and verse 2, the Apostle Paul was encouraging a young preacher by the name of Timothy, and he gave him a charge. And the charge was, preach the word, be instant, in season and out. In other words, be ready, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine. Study again to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, to study, to show yourself approved, this involves the whole you. It involves your heart, your soul, and mind. The good news of Jesus Christ, his birth, life, death, and resurrection, to all power, have been passed on to us in the written form of the Word of God. If you neglect the study of the Word, it is not only for your own stumbling, but also to those who are waiting to hear from you, to those that is watching your life. So ministers of the gospel, we know God through studying his word. As we present ourselves, we must long for God's approval and no one else's. And the way that happened is for us to be faithful servants, faithful sons and daughters of God, faithful to the end. God is faithful. Yes, even when we fall short, even when we draw back, God is still faithful to himself, and he's faithful to his word. So God has called you to spiritual duty. I remember when I was in the Air Force, when I was called to duty, we didn't have no choice. We had to show up, or else you was AWOL. Well, when God calls you to a specific task, to a ministry, calls you, he expects you to show up. He expects you to pull your load. He expects you to embrace your assignment, your divine assignment. He expects you to get your marching orders and get in line, hallelujah, and do what he has called you to do. The person who is a workman has no need to be ashamed. I'm reminded of Apostle Paul when he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is a power to those that believe. Yes, as a born-again believer, as a child of God, there are people that are still in the world and of the world. They may talk about you, call you everything but a child of God. But don't be ashamed. Remember where God brought you from. Remember that he's the one that turned you around, put your foot on solid ground. He's the one that called you. It wasn't the people. It was God that called you. He'll call you for such a time as this. He'll call you because he sees something in you that nobody else did. So don't be ashamed of the Lord. Be thankful. Be grateful. Because God have called you and chosen you. He have chosen you for such a time as this. So the person who is a workman has no need to be ashamed. Because our greatest ability for God is our availability to do for him. I'm going to say that again. This will bring you encouragement to your life. As a born-again believer of Christ, as a child of God, as a follower of Jesus, because our greatest ability for God's work, for God's kingdom, is our availability to do for him. Ministers in the gospel, if we don't put some serious time in studying God's word, in a focus, pursuit of truth, by submitting our lives to what we learn before we speak to others. Those who we speak to will pay the price, and it could be a very costly price that we will be accountable for. So that's why it's so important to study the word, to meditate on the word, to have a time of prayer, have a time of fellowship, get in your secret closet and pray to God. Ask the Holy Spirit of God to lead, guide, and direct you in the way that you should go. Get your instruction from God. Get to the place where you can hear that still small voice speaking to you. When he says move, you move. When he says stop, you stop. Hallelujah. Because only what we do for God will last. Only what we do in line with God's word will stand the test of time. Yes, brothers and sisters, believers of Christ, God has called us to spiritual duty.
Much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible made me whole when I was lost in darkness.
beginning to the end. I experience his love. Now I found a true friend. He loves me. He loves me. Just read the writing on the wall.
I know because the Bible tells us so. Isn't that a blessing to know that Jesus loves us, God loves us, and we love you too? In Jesus' name, God is good and worthy to be praised. Yes, we are talking about God have called you to spiritual duty. Again, in Luke 9, verse 23 and 24, it says, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever shall lose his life, shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Yes, God have called you to spiritual duty. In the book of 1 John, Chapter 2, verse 27. It says that the anointing which ye have received of him abided in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is true, and is not lie, or even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. More so, each of us have the responsibility to study the Word of God, the Word of God, and to meditate on God's Word at all times, so that we might obey them. Yes, the anointing will break the yoke over our lives. The anointing will help you to deliver you from habits that may have you bound. But we must be real with ourselves and be real with God. Brothers and sisters of Christ, we need to put aside human opinions, human scholarships, and human experience as a means of finding truth, and permit the scriptures, the wholeness of the scriptures, to become our authority. In other words, the word of God is absolute truth. We can't add to it. We can't take away from it. If God has already had it written down, we cannot add or take away. God's word is settled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall abide forever and ever. God has called us to spiritual duty. He has called us for such a time as this in 2020. He has called us for us to have confidence of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? So every believer of Christ is called by God. We are called for a specific purpose. You see, the call to ministry has unique demands, and it should not be pursued without much prayer, counsel, and spiritual examination. The Bible says, for us to examine ourselves to make sure that we are in the faith. Sometimes we get to the place after walking with God for a while, we feel that we know it all, that we have arrived. Well, I stop by to let you know, as long as you remain teachable, the word of God will bring forth, hallelujah, knowledge, will bring forth wisdom, will bring forth more and more revelation to you. Again, in Luke 9:23, it says, if any man would come after me, talking about Jesus, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. You see, as Christians, we are all called to Christ, to follow and to obey him. The call of Jesus himself is the ultimate call on our lives as believers, as people of God. The purpose of a divine call is not something we create, but it is something that God places within us. God have called you. He have called every believer of Christ, to spiritual duty. A life of ministry is one that is fueled by love, the agape love for God, by the love for God, and by the love for others. You see, that's what ministry is all about. Ministry is about people, reaching out to people, presenting them with the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, presenting them with the salvation message. Hallelujah. So when duty calls, obedience to Jesus requires holy fear, unlimited forgiveness, genuine faith, and total submission. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening, those that will be listening later. As a child of God, obedience to Jesus requires a holy fear, unlimited forgiveness, genuine faith, and total submission. When I'm talking about a holy fear, I'm talking about having the fear of God, having a reverence for him. Hallelujah. In Luke, again in the book of Luke, it commands us. It says, for us to come after Jesus, that we have to deny ourselves, take up his cross daily and follow him. Again, the word says in Luke 17:1-2, that said Jesus unto the disciples, it is impossible, but that offense, stumbling blocks, will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a milestone were hung about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones, one of these small, one of these little ones of Jesus. Jesus, followers, God's little ones. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, temptation to sin are sure to come, because temptation to sin or offense are things that causes others to fall into sin or fall away from God. It is to cause someone to stumble because of your behavior, statements, attitude, or lifestyle. This is something that we all have to consider. As a babe in Christ, or as a veteran in the Lord, those that are saved, we have to be a prime example, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We have to be someone that is on guard, that is willing to let go of our life's desires and watch our behavior. In other words, letting our video line up with our audio. So be very, very careful as Christians not to say and do things that may cause other people to stumble. That's why we can't live just any kind of way. That's why we can't talk just any kind of way. We have to talk to where people that hear us, it will bring forth hope in their lives. We have to live a life that is different, a life that is set apart for those that are watching us. Because believe you me, people is watching your life. They may never open up the door to a church building. They may never go step on the ground. But one thing that they will do, they will watch your life. Especially if you proclaim to be a Christian, be a child of God. So God have called you to spiritual a duty. God says, Jesus said, again in Luke 17, verse 1, that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. So again, temptation to sin, are an undeniable reality of our fallen human nature. It is impossible that no offense should come. But again, the word gives us caution. The word of God let us know that temptation to sin are sure to come. But woe to the one through whom they come. Woe is a statement of divine judgment. Jesus gives fair warning of the consequences one would suffer if you cause others to stumble. So you see, brothers and sisters in Christ, believers of God, it is better. The word says here, if you cause someone to stumble, it would be better for you to get a millstone hung about your neck and you cast in the sea than that you should offend one of God's little ones. A millstone was a huge boulder used to crush grain in the Old Testament time. The sand of this verse of scriptures about it was better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. This is Jesus' response to those who think that God is too loving and gracious to punish those that do wrong. Yes, his word gives us, hallelujah, it gives us knowledge. It gives us the warning. If we do a certain thing, God will do his. Bible says in Second Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which is called by my name, would just humble themselves, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Yes, God is a God of love, but he also is a God of wrath. In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 12, the latter part of the verse says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Careless offense is a terrible sin, but intentional offense is an even greater evil. But both will meet just judgment by God. Jesus said for us to pay close attention to ourselves, because we as born-again believers, we as a child of God, we as followers of him, we have to pay close attention to how we carry ourselves. Remember I said earlier, examine yourself. Make sure that you're in the faith. Make sure that you're in right standing with God. So brothers and sisters of Christ, we are to always be on guard daily, because we have an adversary, the devil, who goes about like a roaring lion, seeking to who he may devour. Yes, the devil is busy. A lot of times we say we want to blame the devil, but a lot of times it's us, because we haven't prayed, we haven't been prayed up, tied up, tangled up in the things of God. We need to pray on a daily basis. We need to seek the Lord face by getting into his word, reading his word, taking the time and meditate on the word of God, that we may be able to be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Brothers and sisters of Christ, again, we are to be on guard. Watch our lifestyle to keep from doing things that cause other people to stumble, and to keep us from facing the judgments of God, the consequences that can happen. We should constantly pray the word found in the book of Psalms 19, verse 14, where it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Yes, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in God's sight, O Lord, my God, my rock and my redeemer. Yes, this walk that we have with the Lord is a personal. It's a personal walk. Ain't no sense for us going around trying to point fingers. No, we have to make sure that our house is in order, to make sure that we're in right standing with God. Make sure that our lives line up with his will for us. So obedience to Jesus requires unlimited forgiveness on our part, because God have called us to spiritual duty. You see, the duty for a believer of Christ is to forgive. It is a lifestyle. It is not a one-time event. Christians' love does not keep score of wrongdoing. It only freely forgive. Obedience to Jesus requires genuine faith. See, the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Goes on a little bit further and says in Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you see, obedience is now. Obedience is the personal and present tense obligation of every disciple of Christ, of every believer of God. Well, as we mature, maturity is an ongoing process that will not be completed until you and I meet the Lord. You have divine enablement to obey whatever Jesus commands. Obedience to Jesus requires total submission on our part. Remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, we as Christians are called to duty by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are called to live a life set apart to follow Christ's mission to be the salt and light to a lost and dying world. Yes, brothers, sisters in Christ, we are called to a life of service and to live our lives fully to the glory of God, our Father. Precious Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word, that your word will not return to you void. Thank you, Lord, for this teaching tonight. Thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit, bringing back to remembrance everything that we have read, everything that we have through this teaching tonight. Let it minister to your people. We thank you in advance that it fell on good ground. Bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold blessings into people's lives. We are grateful. We are thankful today and tonight for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do. We are grateful because of your hand being upon our lives. Thank you, Father God, for the bread of life. Thank you for answering prayers. Thank you for honoring requests. But most of all, thank you for saving souls. There may be one, or there may be some, underneath the sound of my voice, after listening to this teaching about God is calling you to spiritual duty. God is calling you to duty, to His, in His army, in His work. Yes, we have been called for such a time as this. Yes, God can make a way out of no way. But the first thing that you must do is come to Him. Come to Him just the way you are, toe down from the floor up. Don't know which way to go. Your life, it is in a standstill. Whether you are a good candidate that God can use, that God can step in, turn you around, put your foot on solid ground, bring forth a change in your life. But you must take the first step. Bible says, the word of God says, come on to me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three agree as one. The word says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you have considered what was said tonight and have come to a place to so totally surrender your life to Christ, it's just a matter of coming to Him with a sincere heart, being sorry of your sin, coming to Him with a repentance, to repent of your sin, to let Him know how sorry you are. You didn't know no better. But now, after listening to the word of God, we were all born in sin. We all took upon a sinful nature. But Jesus made a way for us. He died. He stood in the gap. He became the ultimate sacrifice. He shed His blood for the remission of our sins. Jesus Christ, He bridged the gap between God and man. Jesus Christ, He's coming back for a church. without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. Yes, you can be included in that number if you repent of your sin. Make a 180-degree turn and come to him, humbling yourself, crying out to him with a sincere heart. Bible says in the book of, Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. You shall be saved. Is that simple and easy? Throwing up both hands up, surrendering all, being sincere about your confession of faith and your belief in him. God will come in, help you, clean you out, lead you, guide you, bring forth a joy that surpasses your human understanding. Bring it forth, hallelujah, peace, happiness, hope within your life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, we thank God for you tonight. We thank God for those that will be listening in later. Let the word of God minister to you. We pray that by the word of God that you will make a confession of faith. We believe that God is able to bring you out of whatever you are in. Give it to him wholeheartedly, and he will show up and show out in your life. He'll turn around, pick you up, put your foot on solid ground. And the God that we serve, he's able and willing to meet your each and every need. Oh, precious Father, I thank you for the word tonight. I thank you for being able to minister to the people. We thank you, Father, for God, for meeting the needs tonight. Hallelujah, for supplying each and every need. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray for thy glory, thy praise, and our honor. In the name of Jesus, amen, 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 and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank you for joining us today. We hope that you have gleaned some information that you can apply to your life and share with others. Please share the telephone number so with your friends and family so that they can join in to get the words of wisdom, too, that are being shared by Apostle Tebow every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Just know that God loves you. We love you. And we hope that you will join us again. The Lord will on Friday evening at 6 p.m. If you have questions or comments or need to speak with us or ask us about anything, change of topic, topics to be discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow. We greatly appreciate your presence. Have a great evening. And like I said before, we pray that God willing, we'll be with you again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. God bless. We love you.